ain't the kind to wear a tie. Button up to 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. Simply unprofessional. Simply unprofessional. Yeah. Unprofessional. Yeah. Unprofessional.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Join me today. We got a very, very, very special guest. My fiance, B.
I understand that introduction. Very, very, very special. You missed ultra amazing, super sexy, incredibly talented.
Very, very special. You're very special to me, all right?
Yeah, but very special could be a negative, too. Like, you're very special.
No, it's only a negative when my mom calls you special. Mm-hmm. She calls me special. She's called me special my whole life.
So, yeah.
Anyway, you're here. How are you? You have not been doing too great the last few days.
No, I'm not. I've been in hospital for like 5 days, so it's not been great, yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going to have kind of a relaxed SU. We're gonna chat a little bit, but you know, nothing too exciting because I don't want you to get worked up. You're not supposed to be working to begin with. But we watched a show that you've been getting me to want to you've been wanting me to watch for a while now that I just haven't. And you got me to watch the first 3 episodes of Fear the Walking Dead last night. So I figured we'd do a little recording and just talk a little bit about Fear the Walking Dead. I believe I've done one on regular Walking Dead. Possibly while it was Simply Unprofessional. It might have been Tavern Talk at the time. Because for those of you who don't know, Tavern Talk was what Simply Unprofessional was before I changed the name of it. So you might be able to still find those episodes. Anyway, so you and I, we're going to talk a little bit about Fear the Walking Dead because you love, and you've stated several times that you love at least you really like the first 3 seasons of this show.
Yeah.
Now, would you say that you like the first 3 seasons more than you like the regular Walking Dead show?
Yeah, I definitely prefer. I like the first, like, 3 or 4 seasons of Fear more than I like the regular Walking Dead.
Wow, hot take.
I just think I like the family that it's based around a lot better than the characters it's based around a lot better.
But Rick Grimes.
I have nothing against him. I think he's a good character, but I don't know, maybe I'm more invested in... I think Fear the Walking Dead is really diverse. Maybe I'm more invested in it for that reason. But it also could come down to a superficial reason too, and that is, as you probably know this already, I've mentioned before, I don't like to watch old films or movies or, like, old pilot seasons of shows that were filmed, like, pre, like, you know, like, early 2000s and stuff like that, because just cameras and stuff just weren't up to the quality level that they are now, and I just think that they're just not as enjoyable to watch old shows like that. And The Walking Dead, and probably season one of Fear the Walking Dead, are kind of like low quality filming.
You know,
up until like maybe season 7 of The Walking Dead, the filming gets really like high quality. I like to watch them in 4K, for example. You're not going to get that in a lot of the early seasons of stuff like that.
Right.
It's like when we watch Doctor Who. I love the new seasons. Really high quality and stuff. And I do remember the old seasons. Have fond memories of them when I was a kid and watched them. And I loved them. But they're not as fun to watch. Because you can like... The CGI just doesn't seem as realistic as it did when I was a child, for example. Because obviously I know it's not. It's not very good. back then.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess depending on the show, though, that adds an element to
the
show.
Yeah, someone like you, I think. Not for me personally.
Oh, someone like me. You mean old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, anyways, the point is, I like Fear the Walking Dead a lot. And, oh, sorry. I like Fear the Walking Dead. To mute my phone. I like Fear the Walking Dead a lot. And I like a lot of different Walking Dead related shows. Like, I like the spin-offs and things that I've seen so far. But I just think that Fear, in my opinion, I invest in it more. But it could be that it's more diverse and a bit more modern. And it also shows a lot more of the beginning of the apocalypse too. Because don't forget that, obviously, in the normal Walking Dead, you sort of start with Rick waking up and it's already sort of happened. You don't really get a lot of backstory of how it develops, whereas in Fear you haven't seen yet, well, you've seen part of it, but you get to watch like basically the entire of society's collapse and what the government tries to do and what the military tries to do before it totally collapses. Now, I'm not going to say that Fear is amazing, because trust me, when you get to the last few seasons, it does feel like you watch it for the sake of watching it.
I feel like every show, I think that, especially, like, how many seasons of Fear of the Walking Dead are there?
8.
Okay. Yeah, I do feel like any show that goes on for that long or longer is bound to have a season or two where it's just like, you feel like they're phoning it in, or you feel like it's just like, this season just isn't that compelling. Like I'm a huge fan of Supernatural. Supernatural had 15 seasons. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of seasons.
There was definitely at least 2 seasons that I can think of where it was just like, it was still entertaining, but it was like, well, this isn't my favorite season. You know, I could do without watching this season, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was surprised starting to watch this show that, first off, the first family that you meet, because it starts off with you end up meeting
Madison.
You don't meet her first. You meet
Nick first.
Nick,
I think,
first,
yeah.
Yeah. And then like Nick's family, I knew every single one of them from other things.
That's only because you watched it now, though. A lot of that, like, Kim Dickens was already, like, quite a popular actor, but, like, people like Alicia Debnam Carey and stuff became successful with Fear the Walking Dead and then went on to, like, other stuff. So, like, gotcha. That's because of when you're watching it, really. Like, had you watched Fear the Walking Dead when it first came out, I'm not sure you would have known who Alicia Debnam Carey is. What do you remember Nick from? Because you will have seen Nick in something else, and I don't know if you know what it is that you've seen him from, but...
Well, I know Nick from the Harry Potter movie.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. He plays Tom Riddle in as a child.
But I also know him from... I have the IMDb pulled up. Sense 8 is what I also knew him
from. I have not seen Sense 8.
But yeah, he played what? You just said he played Tom Riddle in the Harry Potter movie, right? He was only in one of them, right?
Yeah, just in flashbacks, he played a young version of Tom Riddle.
Yeah. And then, Cliff Curtis, who plays the father, who plays
Travis.
He was in Avatar. He was in... I didn't watch the movie because I'm not a huge fan of horror movies, but I did, like, kind of skip through the movie, but he was in The Meg, which is a shark movie about a megalodon. And, man, was there a twist in that movie, I'll say. But I also, I mainly knew him from Dr. Sleep. We did an SU episode. It might have been Tavern Talk. I don't remember. It was an old-ass episode. But we did one on Dr. Sleep, and I thought it was a phenomenal movie. So I knew him from that. And then Kim Dickens, right?
Yep.
Let's
see. She was in The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock.
Yep. I knew her from that. Mm-hmm. I knew her from Sons of Anarchy is what I mainly knew her from. I was a huge Sons of Anarchy fan.
Right.
What else was she in? Let's see. Friday Night Lights, never saw it. She was in Lost. I never watched it.
I never watched Lost either.
She was in Numbers. I loved Numbers. Numbers was a great show.
I don't know what that is.
I think you'd like Numbers. I was very sad that it got canceled. But I feel like that's always the case with, like, really good shows that, you know, you end up finding them after the fact. And then you realize that they didn't get the traction that they needed when they were current. So then they ended up getting canceled.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I think they did pretty good. They actually did, like, a fairly good wrap-up with Numbers, too. But, oh, yeah, Hollow Man. That's the other one that I knew her from. She was one of the main characters in Hollow Man, which is about the Invisible Man. It was a thriller.
Right.
Very messed up movie. In any case, so yeah, that's just the you know, the first family that you meet. And then the only other person that I ended up recognizing was the guy who you said you liked. I forget his name, but his real name is Ruben.
Ruben Blades, yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel. Yeah. I've seen him in a bunch of things. I like him as an actor. So, but yeah. So, Fear the Walking Dead. My take, we watched the first three episodes to see if it's something that I could get into, if I felt like I could get into it or not. I feel like I can. I'll end up watching the rest of it. I like the Walking Dead verse enough that it did pull me in. Now, I mainly was a fan, and the reason why I was such a big fan of, like, the Walking Dead show, especially the earlier seasons, was because I was a big fan of the comics. And It was one of those things where I never even finished the comics either. I read up to a certain point in the comics, and then, you know, life gets in the way. You end up sidelining things and not finishing the stuff. So watching the show of the original Walking Dead was very nostalgic for me because it brought me back, and they had so many similarities between that and the comics. So this is a bit different because there is no comics based off of this portion of it. But like you said, the neat aspect of this is the fact that, unlike the regular Walking Dead, you get to see everything just kind of unravel. You know, society just unravels.
Society collapse, yeah.
You know, like it starts off with Nick, who has a drug addiction, and he wakes up in an abandoned church. And he's looking for his friend, and he stumbles across a dead body, and then he finds his friend, who is already a zombie, eating somebody, and then he runs for his life, and then he runs, and he gets hit by a car, because he's standing in the middle of the road, but then as the camera pans out, it's just normal L.A., they're in L.A., right? It had to have been L.A. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're on the West Coast, yeah.
Yeah. And,
it's also a nice take.
It's what?
It's also a nice take because, obviously, everything so far has been on the East Coast.
Yeah. And it's just like business as usual. You see a car carrier driving by with a car on the back of it. People are, like, checking in on them and calling 911, and just nobody is aware of what's going on. There's just, like, the occasional, like, rumor of this flu going around, or people, people being out sick, and people are just, like, they're associating it with, oh, you need to get your flu shot, and, you know, they just think it's some sort of illness. Until, was it episode 2 that they ran into the cop thing on the highway where the video got leaked?
Yes.
Yeah, so episode 2, you finally get to see, like, now there's actually action being taken where a video gets leaked of the cop shooting somebody and then them just continuously getting back up and moving until finally the cops shoot him in the head. And then you hear news reports about, you know, several cop shootings in LA, and you know, people start to, like, not riot, they're starting to protest in the streets. And then by episode 3, pretty much all hell's breaking loose. The military's, you know, kicking in doors, checking, you know, clearing streets, and that's when, you know, I think Alicia, the daughter, finally realizes that, you know, these aren't living people anymore. You know, because they tried to hide it from Alicia. I don't know why. Like, why would the mother try to hide that from Alicia, do you think?
I think that they talk a little bit about Lindsay, and I don't think she handles death very well.
Oh.
Because obviously, you already knew from the beginning that her dad's dead, and yeah. Nick is obviously, you know, she does mention a few times in the episodes you've already seen that she's used to waiting for people to come home and then not knowing when they're going to come home and
yeah,
things like that.
So, in your opinion, do you think Fear the Walking Dead overall is better than the original Walking Dead series?
It's complicated because I know that, like, fandom-wise, 90% of people disagree with this. Most people think that that's not right, that the Walking Dead is way better. But I personally, it might have been just the period of time that I watched it in my life. It might be just the way I interacted with the stories. I personally just always liked Fear better. It might be just because, like I said, it could just be, like, when I watched it in my life. It could have just been because of the specific characters. I'm not really sure why. I just did. I just did like Fear better than the normal Walking Dead series. I just thought it was way more enjoyable. I invested way more in the characters. But it's also worth noting, you know, as a person, I like a lot of culture. I like a lot of
diversity. There's not enough Spanish-speaking people in The Walking Dead for you, huh?
Well, no, like, in Fear the Walking Dead, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking. You haven't got there yet, but they go to Mexico in it. I like that you get to see how other countries are handling the apocalypse and, like, what's happening in other places. I like that it's not set on the same characters that we've already seen. And plus, I just really liked the characters in Fear. I just did. I just enjoyed the stories too. A lot of people say that Fear got really bad after season 4. I don't agree that it got really bad. It got worse. Like, it wasn't as good as the first few seasons. Yes, that is true. But I don't think it was so drastically bad that, like, I would be like, this is terrible, I'll never recommend this to anyone. I will say the one season I just really will agree is terrible is the last one. I just don't think the last season is very good at all. I think they really spoiled it in the last season. It felt like the writers kind of expected 3 more seasons, and maybe the network was like, now you're getting 1 more, and they had to wrap the story up real fast. Like, you know, like when, like, shows do that, and you can tell, and you're like, this is written in like 5 minutes. That's now, how it kind of felt.
You said there's eight seasons? 7 seasons?
Yeah.
Eight. Okay. So by the season finale of season 7, would that have been a better stopping point, or did they need that 8th season?
No, I mean, it wasn't final enough. Like, there were still too many cliffhangers and stuff. It wasn't final enough to end it.
Gotcha.
But I loved Fear. I loved Madison. I love the Clark family, like Alicia and Madison and stuff. I love all the characters in it. And there's other people that come in later down the line in future seasons that I love. The problem with Fear that spoiled it for me, I think, and that a lot of people agree with, is that it just became The Walking Dead Original 2.0. In the sense that Fear the Walking Dead originally had its own set of characters, and then for some reason, tons of characters from the original Walking Dead migrate into Fear. And then, like, okay, continue their stories in Fear.
See, so I only knew like, one. Like,
there are at least three characters that move over into Fear the Walking Dead. Huh?
I said, oh, okay.
And continue their stories there. And it's kind of like a thing where I don't know, I was just like, cool. It's nice that they're getting stories, but couldn't they have just got their own, like, spin-offs instead of spoiling the one where I was enjoying this new family and these new characters? It kind of felt like they spoiled it a bit by taking all these brand new characters that we were all enjoying learning and getting to know, and then bringing all these old characters from The Walking Dead into it like it was their own spin-off. Kind of like they'd lost their way with the new families and just decided, let's just bring loads of old characters people already know from the original series into it so that their stories can continue.
Right.
See, I mean, I can tell you the characters if you want me to, but it depends on how badly you care about spoilers.
I only know of one. I know of... Oh, man. I'm going to forget the name here. Morgan. Yeah, the one that went crazy in the
Walking Dead. Morgan becomes the main character of Fear the Walking Dead from season 5 all the way, I think, from season 5 all the way until the like third to last episode of the final season.
Oh.
Which a lot of people say spoiled it. Now, I don't hate Morgan as much as other people do. However, Morgan is not like Rick. Morgan has a tendency to get people killed. And when you watch Fear, that's kind of the vibe you get. Like Morgan is just like this really useless moron kind of guy that just seems to mess everything up. And it's a shame, because I really liked his characters in the first few seasons of Fear. But I just think they made his character just so incompetent that you just actually end up wanting him to die.
See, that's strange to me, too, because, like, although he kind of went off his rocker in The Walking Dead, he really pulled himself back together when he was reintroduced to The Walking Dead. Well, that's the
thing, they make him seem really badass and capable, but then he goes, like, off his rocker again, and then, like, there's just lots of, like, really odd and complicated parts with Morgan's story that just really irritated me.
Yeah.
But, like, I got through it because the rest of the characters were really good. Like, when you meet, like, June and John Dory and stuff, for example, like, I love their stories. I feel like John Dory and June carried the storyline so bad for multiple seasons. I think they were just amazing. Obviously, Alicia is in it for a long time and she carries the story for a long time too. And you will meet someone soon in the first season called Victor. He's in it all the way till the end. And he's, like, a really powerful, good character, too, played by Coleman Domingo, who you've probably seen in a lot of movies now. So, but, like, I really like the characters a lot. There is one character that comes into it later that I only know you know who they are, I think, because one time you heard me watching it and you were like, is that so-and-so? And I was like, yeah, I think so. And I showed you and you were like, yeah, that's whatever. So there is another character, but that's many seasons in. But, like, I don't know, it's hard to look back at all the storylines, because I've spent a lot of my life watching this show, you know, so it's hard to remember all the storylines. And I honestly really do believe that a lot of them are good, but all I can say is there are parts, especially towards the end, that feel like, you know, that period of time in The Walking Dead when Carl dies and Glenn's dead and they're still fighting the saviors and you're like, Jesus, this is a Negan, and you're just like, this is just so drawn out now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it's weird because it's like Fear. It's kind of like Fear the Walking Dead. They were afraid of repeating the issues of The Walking Dead, of making a storyline go on for too long, that they purposely make every antagonist only last like half a season, so then it moves too fast.
Gotcha.
It's like there's a new problem too quickly before you can like really understand what's happening, whereas with The Walking Dead, for a while, it felt like there was... It was too long of one, if you know what I mean. Not enough change. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
But, like, I don't know. I will still stand by and say I loved Fear. A lot of people will fight you if you look at, like, the Fear the Walking Dead Reddit. I look at it a lot. They will argue to, like, the, like, till death that, like, a lot of the characters were terrible or the seasons were terrible or whatever. But a lot of the ones that they say are terrible, I actually really liked. And I like to remember, when it comes to movies and shows, we are all individual human beings that have our own tastes and likes and dislikes. And you might hate it, parts that I really loved. You know, who knows? There is one storyline in Fear that can't, that actually, now, as you know, I don't do well with, like, horror stuff that has gore in it, but The Walking Dead, for whatever reason, I managed through it because I enjoyed the story enough to get through it, if that makes sense. There is one part, one storyline, and it's not even really gory, it's just gross, in Fear The Walking Dead that really did set me off and make me feel a bit icky. And I can tell you, if you want, because it's not a huge spoiler of that main story, but, like, basically, there's a guy that's, like, embalming zombies.
Okay.
And that really freaks me out, because it's, like, obviously a lot of them don't fully decay, so they still look a lot like people. And just the thought of, like, someone embalming people and then killing them or whatever, so they become zombies and or vice versa, like, it just, that just freaks me out. For whatever reason, that is just, like, a line for me that, like, makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, I mean, you also don't like, what was it? People who...
Taxidermy?
No, well, taxidermy, but you also don't like...
Autopsies?
Well, autopsies, yeah. You don't like autopsy doctors.
Yeah, I think it's freaky. I think you've got to be a certain level of psycho to be willing to do something like that. It freaks me out.
Now... Okay, so, I didn't say it at the top of the thing, because, you know, whatever, but, you know, spoilers, if you, this show's, it just wrapped up its eighth season.
A lot of the stuff we're talking about is years ago, so yeah. If you haven't watched it,
then,
like,
yeah, but spoiler
life's
alert.
Getting in the way of too much.
So, who are the other two Walking Dead cast that, characters that end up showing up in Fear the Walking Dead, other than Morgan?
Sherry and Dwight.
Oh, Dwight must have been the one that I heard.
Dwight's the guy, obviously, that had his face melted by Negan. And Sherry's his wife who runs away, and Dwight goes on a mission to find her, remember? He leaves The Walking Dead to find Sherry.
Yeah.
They both end up in Fear the Walking Dead in Texas, when Fear the Walking Dead moves to Texas, because eventually it moves to Texas.
Gotcha. Yeah, see, like, me, like you said about people, everybody having their own individual tastes and stuff, like, The Walking Dead, I loved The Walking Dead every single season up through the Negan seasons and the Saviors. And then it kind of fell off for me a little bit.
And really? I love the Whisperers storyline.
I didn't mind the Whisperers storyline. Some of it was kind of eh. But, like, the ones with the people in the salvage yard.
Oh, the dump people.
Yeah, the dump people. Like, I don't, I just, that all...
There's a reason for them there.
I know.
We don't know it yet, because we haven't watched The Ones Who Live yet.
Right. But... I don't know. Like, all of that just kind of went out for me, and I ended up losing a lot of my interest as far as, like, the momentum of wanting to watch the show anymore by, like, probably midway or towards the end of the Whisperers. But, I mean, I think, like, the climax of, like, where I really enjoyed The Walking Dead was from, like, the first season up through the Negan season, the introductions of Negan. Because those were so iconic in the comic books, you know?
Right.
And, like, I liked the Negan season and like, the Negan episodes.
I liked it.
A lot of people didn't.
A lot of people think it got too long.
Yeah.
Because they were fighting them for, like nearly three seasons.
Right.
It started to feel like it was like, oh, come on now, like... This is Rick. We've seen him take out entire settlements of bad guys,
right.
And this team. Like, how have they not dealt with this yet? You know.
Yeah. So
I think killing Carl and stuff as well was a terrible idea. I almost think killing Glenn was a bad idea. I think they lost, if you look at the viewer numbers, they lost a huge number of their viewers after each of those deaths. Yeah. And I just feel like that like they were looking for that really exciting, like shocking plot twist. But I just don't think that it was the right idea.
Well, the thing is for anybody who read the comics, the Glenn death was not going to be a shocking twist. That happened almost scene for scene exactly the way it did in the comic books.
Which surprised me, because still a lot of people on like the forums are like, that's when I stopped watching The Walking Dead. And I'm like, well, if you're a true fan, you would know that then. You would know that was coming.
Right. But see, that's the thing, is like a lot of people, you know, in the forums and stuff.
Read comics.
Exactly. But I will say that, you know, when they did kill Carl off, that did not happen in the comic books.
No, because Rick dies in the comics, doesn't he?
Right.
And Carl continues his legacy or whatever.
Right. Carl does get really messed up in the comics. You know.
I think the TV writers knew that people like Rick too much, so getting rid of him would be a bad idea.
But in that situation, if your viewers, if you know that your viewers like Andrew Lincoln as a character, you know, and liked Rick, I wouldn't have killed off Carl
I
either.
Love actually.
You know, I wouldn't have killed off Carl then either. I would have taken somebody else out.
They've already lost a lot. Like, Laurie's already died at this point.
And Carl's like, already messed up. Carl's been shot in the gut. Yeah, he lost an eye.
The thing that gets me as well, what really messed me up, I get really mad when we lose a character we love because they've saved someone who then dies anyway. That makes me really mad. Because he saved that guy, the doctor guy, didn't he? And brought him into the settlement. And then he dies a few seasons after. Yeah. And that's, like, really annoying to me.
Yeah. And see, like, they already did... I feel like the writers already did this on purpose anyway, because in the comics, Carol dies early on, and Andrea is the one who survives, and they end up swapping that in the show. You know, probably because, you know, the people liked Carol's character more than they liked Andrea's character at that point.
Yeah.
You know? Because if I remember correctly, I believe Andrea becomes the love interest of Rick in the comics.
Not Michonne?
No. So. But the way Carol dies in the show was, or in the comics, was emotional.
Right.
So. But, anyway, Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, so one thing I will say about Fear is they've got some bad writing choices too. Like in the last season especially, they bring back a character that's really iconic that you've been wondered that we thought was dead basically the whole time. I won't tell you who it is because that is a big spoiler for when you watch it. But like it's one of those things where they bring the character back and she's back. I'm not kidding, for just that episode, and then dies at the end of it. And it's like, are you like, why? Why bother? Why did you bother bringing her back just to kill her anyway? It's just really silly. And that really annoyed people. The writers made some interesting choices in the final season, which you'll see. But I honestly do think it's worth watching.
How many episodes are there per season, do you know? Is it roughly like the same of like 20-ish episodes?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if the final season only has 10. I can't remember.
Gotcha.
And the pilot season probably doesn't have 20, does it? They don't normally do that many in a pilot season.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Normally do like, I think pilot Walking Dead only had 6 or 8, because they want to test to see how people like it first, don't they?
So again, spoiler alert for people listening. But this is, so anybody who knows me knows, generally speaking, unless I say otherwise, I really don't care about spoilers. Spoilers do not bother me. For me, it's the experience of the journey.
Watching.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there is one question I have.
Can I tell you something real quick?
What?
I'm terrible. When I'm watching the show, I actually have the forums, like, open on my phone sometimes when I'm watching certain episodes that I'm so, like, excited about and don't want to wait for things that I will read ahead the episode I'm currently watching.
Well, I mean, that's a bit excessive.
Yeah, just because I get so excited and I want to know what's going to happen, I don't want to wait, so I start reading ahead the current episode, but I still love it when it happens because I'm excited to watch it actually happen. But yeah, I will actually full-on read ahead episodes that I'm currently actively watching at this moment. Well, I get so excited.
I have a question, and
yeah?
I'll let you decide whether or not you want to answer it based off of if you think it's too much of a spoiler or not.
Now, this depends, because if you ask me a question, and I have to pick how I want to answer it, and if I feel that lying is the better... I could choose not to answer... Or I could lie and answer, or tell the truth. The reason why is because if you're going to ask me, like, if a character dies, for example, who actually does die, so we think, for many seasons, but then comes back suddenly, I might choose to tell you, yeah, they die.
That's not what I'm going to ask. That's not what I'm going to ask. So
you get the surprise.
No lying, regardless. Like, first off, if I ever ask you in a show like this, oh, does this character die? And... they lead you to believe that they do, but then they end up coming back, then just tell me no. They don't die.
Because you know I've seen it all the way through. So if I say no, they're not dead, you'll know they come back.
So what? That's not going to bother me.
Sometimes they're epic comebacks.
Half the time, I'm not going to remember by the time it happens.
Anyway, go on. What's the question?
Anyway, the question is, of the... Clark family, you know, being Madison, Nick, Alicia, and Travis.
Yeah. You're going to ask me how many are still alive at the end?
Yes.
Two
of them. Is it Nick and Alicia?
No.
Okay, good. All right. That's all. That was my question. See? Simple as that. Because I really thought, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of let down when you said that, you know, come season 5, Morgan kind of becomes like the main character, because I really figured that it was going to be the Clark family as the main characters.
Yeah, trust me.
Fear.
Most Fear viewers agree with this feeling that you have.
Yeah.
Most of us were really sad when they swapped it to be the Morgan show instead of Madison and her family.
Now,
it gets better. And then it gets worse.
Your opinion, now, we still also have the spin-offs to watch. Well, yeah, we have the last episode of Tales to watch, which that's a whole nother... God, that's a weird
show. That's meant
to
be crazy, though. Like, the whole point was for them to try all new things. It's meant to be, like... completely off the canon storyline.
Well, I will say Tales had, what, 6 episodes, I think? Which was like 6 different stories. And, like, I didn't really mind the very first episode. And then the one that had the alpha in it from the Whisperers. I thought that episode was good because you got more backstory for that character that we didn't get in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But I thought the rest of the episodes were like really like kind of
batshit crazy.
Yeah, bonkers. Yeah.
Well, that was the point there. The writers said it wasn't supposed to be like canon to the rest of the show. They wanted to try. Imagine a universe of The Walking Dead where you're stuck in a constant Groundhog Day. Like, you know, imagine, like, you know, that's the whole point. It was meant to be, like, each one was meant to be a new, unique attempt at something completely different to what we're used to.
Right. So once we finish Tales, we also have the other spinoff shows. Now, the other spinoff shows, there's the one with Rick in it.
The ones who live. I think we should say that's all last.
And then there's the one with Negan and Maggie.
Dead City.
And then there's the one with the Daryl Dixon one.
Yeah, and then there's Wild Beyond.
Which one's that one?
The one with the kids that go to Paris.
Oh.
Where it began. And that also gives you apparently all of your introductory storyline to the CRM, which is a huge part of The Ones Who Live with Nick and Bashoon.
Okay. So now we don't have to wait for me to watch all of Fear to start the spin-offs, right?
No, I thought we'd watch the spin-offs and then just when like we're vibing, you can watch Fear and I'll just watch along if I'm there, and if I'm not, you can watch episodes about me. I only kind of wanted to watch the first few with you, like the first like season maybe of Fear with you.
Right.
And then let you just go off and do your thing.
Okay. All right. Well, I will say I do feel like I liked Fear. I have watched part, you know, having watched the first episode, I do remember watching most of the first episode before. And then
of Fear
the Walking Dead.
Right.
And then I feel like I got either bored or sidetracked or something happened where I don't think I finished because the end of that episode didn't seem familiar to me.
Yeah.
And then I just never gave it a shot after that. So I, you know, actually having given it a chance, you know, I generally, my rule of thumb is introducing, anytime I ask somebody to watch a show, I ask them, you know, watch the first 2 to 3 episodes. That's it. If you're not hooked by the first 2 to 3 episodes, then don't finish watching the show because you're not going to end up liking the rest of it most of the time. So I watched the first 3 episodes of Fear the Walking Dead. I liked it enough. I'm going to continue watching it. I do recommend it to other people from what I've seen so far, especially if you're a Walking Dead fan. But if you're one of those like diehard Walking Dead fans, then try to go into Fear the Walking Dead with just an open mind, knowing that it's not going to be the same Walking Dead as the original show and or comic book. So, but yeah. All right. Well, I mean, hey, do you have anything else that you'd like to add about Fear the Walking Dead or The Walking Dead as a whole?
Nope, I don't think so. All
right, because we're pretty far in. We're about 45 minutes in, which is a good episode length. So once I finish all of Fear the Walking Dead, I'll probably drag you into another SU and talk about all of it as a whole and how much I probably am gonna hate the last season, especially if you say that.
You might not.
I probably will.
You might end up really liking it. You never know.
I just remember, I think I was listening to you listen to the last episode or watch the last episode. And it's just like, I have a feeling like this is going to be one of those shows where it's just like, by the end of it, it's going to be like Game of Thrones. By the end of it, everybody that you liked is dead. So it's like, okay.
Everybody that I like was not dead by the end.
Oh, all right.
Most of everybody I like was dead by the end, but not everyone.
Yeah.
There are a few characters I would have been real mad about if they were dead that are alive.
Yeah. All right, well, obviously we don't have Rob here for a science corner. We don't have Devin here for life advice. You know what? Do you have your own expertise type thing that you want to do? Anytime you're a special guest, do you want to give the listeners some sort of snippet of information or trivia or advice on anything in particular?
I can give you a healthy tip to keep your health good, I guess.
Sure. Health tips would be,
don't shit in the same place you drink.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one.
And side note, Don't shit where you sleep.
That's also a really good
one. That one's just not generally unpleasant.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for joining me. I know you haven't been feeling great the last few days, and you're supposed to be recovering.
It's because I've been shitting while I sleep, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Poor Clem.
Not following my own advice.
Where can the listeners find stuff for you? Where can they find you on the internet?
Oh, I'm not on the internet.
Don't lie. Lies don't and slander.
Me. Don't look me up.
But what if they want to give you well wishes to make you feel better?
Tell Patrick.
Okay, you're going to be one of those who just wants to hide. I get it. Really? Nothing? No Instagram? No nothing?
There is literally nothing that I can ever create or post on the internet that any of these people will give a shit about.
That's not true.
Unless they look at my Instagram, I guess, because it has some pictures of you on it.
My listeners, hey, you never know. The listeners of SU might love you more than me.
Well, I'm sure they love one of the other women you have on here way more often than me.
Oh my god, not this. I will say Lex has covered me so many times at this point, she has her own little Disney facts thing that she does. So.
Yeah, you should do like a poll on your Spotify, on your like your Spotify or whatever, and be like, who's your favorite female guest or co-host that we have on SU? And I'm sure I will not be anywhere near the top because I'm never on it. Because you never invite me because you don't like me.
Oh, yeah, I don't like you. That's why I asked you to marry me.
Hey, I forced you. I pushed your hand, to be fair.
No, there was no forcing involved. Anyway, thank you everybody for listening. She doesn't want to give out her whatever, but you guys can follow me on Twitter at JaxForestWalker. All one
if
word.
I still did John's D&D, I'd be like, you can catch me as Noah every other Sunday, whatever time. But now I'm in nothing and no one's D&D because no one organizes anything and I'm lonely and sad.
I've already told you, organize something on a day that I'm free and I will run
Rob's
something.
Supposed to be doing it. Don't come at me, come at Rob.
No, I'm saying if you want to be in something, organize it, I will run it. But I do not, if I DM stuff, I do not organize stuff.
Yeah, that yeah, is, whatever. You don't organize it if you're remembering either.
That is my rule. I don't like wrangling cats.
You just don't like organizing anything because you're terrible at organizing.
That is not true.
Yeah, because you don't like to annoy or upset anyone. So you don't like making final decisions.
I have no problem making final decisions.
B.S.
No.
Absolute, complete lies and slander.
No, the only time I get upset is because everybody always makes me make decisions. So then I get upset when people just outright refuse, like with Rob.
He hates making final decisions because he hates putting people out. This is absolute lies and slander.
So when it comes down to it, I don't care if I have to say, okay, well, we're going here then.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Ultimately, if people are like, well, I don't want to go there, it's like, then you should have fucking made the decision. You left it up to me. We're doing it. Anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. You guys can follow me on Twitter at JaxForestWalker, all one word. On Twitch at DMWebby, where I'm usually, sometimes I play things with B. And I was just telling her that I want to get a little cartoon thingy. What are they called?
A PNG tuber.
And then I'm going to start streaming myself. I just got to get my OBS sorted out to where it's not a mess. And yeah. So thank you for listening. And as always, fuck Booster Gold.
We love Booster Gold!
Yeah, this is the last time you're ever on fucking SU now. Can't believe you'd say that. I can't believe you'd say that.
I say that all the time. Every time I'm on here without you, I say it too.
Well, then you're no longer going to be on SU. I banned Clay. I banned Clay from SU for a lot, months and months and months, because he said that.
You're banned from our house.
I don't think that's how that works.